إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We extol Him, we laud Him, we beseech help with Him, and we seek forgiveness from Him. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds and actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs and newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Before we begin this khutbah, inshallah, the topic of this khutbah, we'd just like to remind the brothers and sisters that it's not permissible to pass oils, to play with your beards, to talk to each other, to signal to each other. It's not permissible to do any of these things in Jummah, during the khutbah. It's not permissible to give the salams or to return the salams or anything like this. And this is a reminder, inshallah, and a reminder benefits the believers. All through the Quran, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions the subject of the da'wah and the methodology of the prophets and the messengers before the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was to give the da'wah to tawheed. The message that the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah were sent to human beings with was not to teach them their dignity, or not to teach them their ethnicity, or to teach them about an economic program, or how to establish some type of government. But the methodology of the prophets and the messengers was to teach the people about their Lord, to tell the people that there is only one worthy of worship as a deity, and that He's alone, He has no partners, and His name is Allah. This was the methodology that Allah brings home in every single verse of the Quran, either explicitly or implicitly. Whether those verses are talking about war, or inheritance, or child custody, or marriage or divorce, the main theme of the Quran is to invite the people to at-tawheed, to invite the people to la ilaha illallah. And all through the Quran, not only do we find verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said on the tongues, or on the tongues of His messengers and prophets, because the words of Allah and the Quran are just that, the words of Allah. So we say on the tongue of His prophets. All through the Quran we find Allah saying on the tongue of His prophets, فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, He is my Lord, He is your Lord. فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, He is my Lord and He is your Lord. We find Isa ibn Maryam saying this, and Nuh, and Ibrahim, calling the people to at-tawheed. And I'm absolutely sure that all of us sitting here understand the obligation that is on us to give a da'wah. I'm sure that all of us, male and female, listening to my voice, understand that giving da'wah is a wajib, a fard, an obligatory act. Today we'd like to talk a little bit about the mistakes that some people make when they're giving da'wah. Because we want the people to come to Al-Islam. We want the people to come to Allah. We want the people to come to at-tawheed, to La ilaha illallah, and we don't want to be partly responsible for anyone on our job or in our school or any place that we travel in the land. We don't want to be partly responsible for that person that we come in contact with on the train, on a bus, or wherever we may be, for not hearing the message of Islam the way that the prophets of Allah brought the message of Tawheed to their people, and the finality of the prophet, who is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brought the message not to his people, but included in his people is the entire world. We don't want to be held responsible for misrepresenting the message of the prophets and the messengers of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in his book, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana," and call to the way of your Lord with hikmah and maw'idati al hasana. Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and a handsome, beautiful exhortation. Allah jalla jalaluhu is mentioning in this ayah two aspects of the system of da'wah, of the techniques of da'wah, that we should have wisdom and we should have beautiful exhortation. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned al-hikmah. And the word al-hikmah, according to the scholars of tafsir of Quran, doesn't mean the wisdom that we got from our grandmother, or the wisdom that we learned from our sheikh, or the wisdom that we learned from some type of Roman or Persian or any other type of philosophy or thought. But the word hikmah in this ayah, according to the unanimous agreement of the scholars of Islam, means the sunnah. The word hikmah here means the sunnah, meaning when we are to present the dawah to tawheed to the people, whether they are Jews or Christians or Sikhs or Farrakhanians or whoever, that we must use the sunnah. And the sunnah is the co-revelatory aspect of this deen. In other words, there is no Islam without the sunnah. There is no Islam with just the Quran. That when we're giving the da'wah to La ilaha illallah, we must not just use the Quran, we must use the sunnah. This is the hikmah. As for maw'idatul hasana, the beautiful exhortation, or the handsome speech that we should give the people when calling them to at-tawheed, and not to being Afro-American, or not to being any other thing, calling them to La ilaha illallah, the beautiful exhortation, according to the scholars of Islam, is to give them at-targhib and at-tarheeb, to tell them about those things that they're going to receive in the next life if they accept Islam. To tell them that Allah has prepared for His righteous servants that which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, or the mind and heart of a human being could ever conceive. That we have to encourage them and remind them and let them know that this place called Al-Jannah is waiting for them. And it is an eternal place where they'll have things that they cannot imagine. At the same time, at Tarheed, that we have to warn them that if they don't accept Islam, that they're going to a hellfire whose fuel is men and stones. That they're going to be in a place, if they don't accept Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to write his letters, written by his scribes, because we know that he could not read or write to the day he died. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlike us, used to send letters inviting people, not just anyone, inviting the rulers of the earth. Inviting the rulers of the earth. The emperor of Rome, the leader of Persia, when he would invite them, he would have it written in his letters after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, min Muhammad Rasulillah, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, from Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, As-salamu ala man ittaba' al-huda. May the peace and security of Allah be on whomever accepts the right guidance. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Aslam Taslam. Aslam Taslam. Accept Islam and you'll be saved. Meaning, accept Islam and you'll go to Jannah. If you don't accept Islam, you're going to hell. This was the methodology of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a part of the beautiful exhortation, we must remind the people of the Jannah that Allah has not prepared for the Muslim. Allah has not prepared it for the Muslim. Allah has prepared it for those individuals who accept Islam. It's not for the Muslims exclusively, in the sense that the only people that will be able to enter into this garden are those who accept Islam. And we are those who were called Muslims by Ibrahim and then Muhammad. As for the people who came before us, following Isa and Musa and Nuh, they are called Muwahidun, those who believe in Tawheed. Anyone who believes in the Tawheed of Allah and the Prophet, the Prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones who Allah has ordained that will be in Jannah by His mercy. And those who refuse, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone from this ummah, كل من هذه الأمة يهودي ونصراني, Jew or Christian, يسمع بي ولم يؤمن بي دخل النار. أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every people from this ummah, Jew or Christian, who hears me and does not believe in me, who hears me, meaning they hear the clear message, and this is where we come in. Those who hear the clear message of Islam, not adulterated with some political stuff, or some economic stuff, or some Afrocentric stuff. Those who hear me, mean the clear message of Tawheed and only at Tawheed, and do not believe in me, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means they have to believe in Muhammad also. They will be denizens of the hellfire. So we'd like to discuss briefly, inshallah, in this short khutbah, some of the mistakes that the people make in giving his da'wah. Number one, one of the mistakes that Muslims make in giving da'wah to the kuffar is inviting them to Jum'ah. This is a huge mistake for a Muslim to invite a kafir to Jum'ah, because the Jum'ah is for the Muslims, but rather the organizations, the Islamic centers and the masjids should set a day aside from Jum'ah to invite the kuffar there so they can listen to the pure teaching of Tawheed. And why is this a mistake? This is a mistake because sometimes the khatib might be talking about killing the kuffar. The khatib on that day of Jum'ah might be talking about Allah's verse in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا لَا تَكْتَخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends, for they are friends of each other. And you might have previously, before you invited him or her to the Jum'ah, told them that they were your friends, that you are friends with them. And then they hear the khatib saying, don't take them as friends. Or the khatib might be saying to them in the Jum'ah, them listening, that they're going to be in hell and they're filthy creatures, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the worst of creatures. So the mistake you make by bringing them to the Jum'ah, which is exclusively for the Muslim, is that they might hear things that are only for the Muslim. And we don't want to run them away. Another mistake that Muslims make in giving a da'wah is not saying anything at all. You're sitting next to the kafir on the train or the bus, and you're talking about some basketball game, or something that happened in the news, or whatever. And you let the person get off the train while not giving them one word from the Book of Allah, or the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not giving them any information about their Lord. This is a huge mistake, to allow the person to live next door to you in 2C, while you live in 2B, and 10, 15, 20 years goes by, and you don't say anything about Islam. But the Sahaba, Brother Aydar, the Sahaba used to, we say what the Sahaba used to do. Yes, the Sahaba used to go to villages and towns and live, but don't lie on the Sahaba and say they never said anything about Islam. Don't lie on the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that they used to go to a town and the people just watch their character or watch their behavior and accept Islam. This is a lie. You're lying on the Sahaba. The Sahaba would never and never went to a town or a village except that they would invite the people with their tongue. So if you say this, you're saying this, what we just said, blah, 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 blah. It has no worth whatsoever, no value. It is not permissible for the Muslim to go out into the land and come in contact intimately with someone and not tell them something about their Lord. Do you know about your Lord? Do you know that the day of judgment is coming soon? Do you know that you're supposed to worship your Lord? We should not come in contact with the kuffar and not tell them about the tawheed of Allah. Another mistake that Muslims make in bringing or attempting to bring people to al-Islam is inviting people to interfaith dialogue. This is a huge mistake, brothers and sisters, in inviting people to Islam. For the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were Jews and Christians at that time. You never saw them renting a hall or going to some place in some field or out in the desert and saying, oh monks, oh rabbis, let's come together and discuss our religion. No. They would come to them and take the steering wheel and drive that car down the road of its tawheed and put that kafir in the passenger side of that car. They would never discuss the differences or the similarities we have between the religions. This is a huge mistake. These dialogues, these trialogues are nothing but a waste of time. Because the people usually leave believing that they're okay and that all we're doing is calling Allah, Allah, and they call him by another name, Jehovah or whatever. No. But rather, we should be inviting to Islam. We should be telling them that Islam is the best way and there's no other way except Islam. And if you accept it, you receive salvation. And if you don't, you receive damnation. Another mistake that Muslims make in giving or attempting to give dawah to the kuffar is calling Islam and Christianity and Judaism the three monotheistic religions. Calling Islam and Judaism and Christianity the celestial faith. Calling Christianity and Judaism and Islam the Abrahamic faith. The faith and aqidah of Ibrahim was not the faith of the Christians. The faith of Ibrahim was not the faith of the Jews, but rather the faith of Ibrahim and the aqidah of Ibrahim was La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Yuhyi wa yumeet. بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. That there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. He has the kingdom. He has the praise. He has the praise and the kingdom. He's the one who gives life and the one who causes death. In his hands is the good, all good. And he has power over everything. This was the faith of Ibrahim. It is a huge mistake to call Christianity one of the three great monotheistic religions. Christianity is shirk. Christianity is kufr. Judaism is shirk. Judaism is kufr. And the twain shall never meet with Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to reevaluate the way that we give it doubt. We need to reevaluate the way that we're calling the people to Islam. We need to reevaluate our intentions when we call the people to Islam, because if we don't call the people to this noble message, the message of La ilaha illallah, how Allah has ordered us to call them, then we might, as we said in the beginning of this khutbah, be partly responsible, wallahu alam, for that person going to hell. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala, wa ba'd. Some other mistakes, brothers and sisters in Islam, that some of the Muslims commit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the verse to make dua to him. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِنَّ سِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh our Lord, don't punish us if we forget or make a mistake. Some of the mistakes that the Muslims make when giving a dawah is giving the kuffar bulky material. Giving them large books to read. Or books that might have some things in it that are foreign to Islam. Not checking the material that we give them. Giving them hours and hours and hours of tape to listen to. This is a huge mistake in giving a dawah. For instance, the book Bible, Quran and Science by Maurice Bouquet. This book, brothers and sisters, is not a book that you should give to kuffar to bring them to Islam. Because this book is a book that is not talking about al-tawheed. This book is talking about the similarities between the Bible and the Quran in terms of science. And in addition to this, in the back of the book, Maurice Bouquet talks about the weakness and the faultiness in his estimation of hadith, and how the Quran is the ultimate source, and how the hadith has problems, and how he rejects some hadith from al-Bukhari and Muslim. If you give this to a non-Muslim, and when they read this, after reading about the Quran, and as he separates the Quran from the Sunnah, it might make that person accept Islam, but it might make that person come into the madhab of thinking that the Quran is the unequivocal source for Islam, when in reality the Quran and the Sunnah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ فِي شَيْئَيْنِ لَنْ تَجِلُّوا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي وَلَنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ حَتَّى يَرْجَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have left for you two things, and you will never go astray. He didn't say, I left for you one thing. He said, I left for you two things. You will never go astray if you hold on to the two of them. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah, and they shall never be separated until they reach the house, meaning the pool or the basin of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we're giving dawah, if we're giving material, we should not give material that is bulky, so the person has a 50 and 60 and 100 and 200 pages to read. But rather we should condense it and make sure that it is dealing with the subject of at-tawheed, that it is dealing with the subject of la ilaha illallah. Two or three pages at the most, a few paragraphs. Get straight to the point. Another mistake that the Muslims are making when they're giving a dawah is the language that they use. Sometimes the language is offensive to the person. Sometimes we use certain slang that the person or the level of the person is not accustomed to. We should be very careful on whom we're talking to and what we say. We should get some knowledge of that person before we're talking to them, because everyone is not on the same level. The people who are on the lower level in society don't speak above their heads. And the people who are in the higher echelons of society don't bring down the message of Islam to a low street level. We should determine what is the educational level if we can, or the intellectual level of that person, the aptitude of that person, and then talk to them if we can on their level. And if we can't, then we should lead them to someone who can, and not botch up and mess up the pure teachings of Islam. Another mistake that the people are making when attempting to invite the people to Islam is that the Muslims, unfortunately, do not talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people have to know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in many cases, when the people are taught about Islam and all the principles are met and all the conditions of the dawah are met, by leaving out the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you leave out that person whom Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, his character was the Qur'an. You leave that person to try to interpret the Book of Allah on their own, when the explanation of the Qur'an is through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many, many mistakes that the Muslims are making. We need to reevaluate the method of our dawah. We need to take a closer look at how we are delivering the message of Islam to the people. We need to be very careful on what we say. And last but not least, it is not permissible for an ignorant person to give a dawah. Brothers are going out all over the land, and they don't have in themselves the correct understanding of a tawheed, and they're being sent out to invite the people to Islam. It is not permissible to send an ignorant person out to give dawah. It is not permissible to give dawah if you yourself don't know the basic fundamentals of at-tawheed, but rather your place and your occupation and your part that you can play in the dawah is to send them to the imam or someone who is knowledgeable in Islam, and let that person tell them about the oneness of Allah. Because if you do send a person, or you yourself don't know the basic fundamentals of the tawheed, then you won't be doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Messenger of Allah, Ya ayyuha al-rasool, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, fa in lam taf'al, fa ma ballaghta risalatahu. O Messenger, convey that which was revealed to you from your Lord. If you don't understand the tawheed, how can you convey what was revealed to you from our Lord? O Messenger, convey, make the tabligh, balligh, make the tabligh of that which was revealed to you from your Lord. And if you don't do this, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't do this, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a threat to the message of Allah from the Lord of the world, then you haven't delivered the message. It is not permissible for an ignorant person, a person who just took shahada 2 months ago, to go out and invite the people to Islam, if provided that that person has not learned the basic fundamentals of a tawheed. So we should be very careful, brothers and sisters. Be very, very careful on how we give the dawah. Make sure that we understand what we're saying. Stick to the basic topic, which is a tawheed. Make sure we have some fundamental understanding of a tawheed. Don't mix politics with the dawah. Don't mix economics with the dawah. Don't mix sports with the dawah. Don't mix entertainment with the dawah. Give the pure message of at-tawheed and only at-tawheed. And if you do not do this, then you might be partly responsible for that person not hearing the clear message, and you might be partly responsible for that person going to hell. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who deliver the clear message of Islam to the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have courage to talk to the people about Islam, and that they and their guidance is in the hands of Allah and not in our hands. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who use the hikmah and the maw'idatul hasana, which is the sunnah, and the targheeb, telling them about the jannah, and the targheeb, telling them about the hellfire. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.